Bill O'Reilly here, Tuesday, April 19th, 2022. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening across our nation. Federal judge blocks the Biden mask mandate on airplanes. News outlets continue to protect Hunter Biden. The number of traditional families falls to a historic low. Most folks say they have no fear of death. Also, the lawsuit thing is officially out of control in America. But first, federal judge striking down the mask mandate for travelers on airplanes. The White House unveiled the order to slow the spread of COVID 2 years ago, then extended it a few weeks ago to the end of May. However, a U.S. district judge said, quote, "This court concludes that the mask mandate exceeds the CDC's statutory authority." And accordingly, the court vacates the mandate. Almost immediately, masks at some airports stopped. Now, it is up to the individual airline companies what they want to do. In Washington, D.C., the mask mandate was lifted on the subway, but not in New York City yet. So there's a bit of chaos here. Study from the Conservative Media Research Center says news agencies continue to flee the Hunter Biden story. In fact, ABC, CBS, and NBC News spent less than 30 minutes over 18 months covering the president's son, even though there is a federal investigation underway and there is a grand jury in Delaware hearing the case. Yet the corrupt media will not cover it. The number of U.S. households containing a mother, father, and children reaching a record low. New data from the Census Bureau finds just 18% of American homes contain a traditional family. That's the fewest since 1959 and a 40% drop since 1970. The fastest growing household, single parents. Marriage rates last year fell to the lowest level since the government started keeping stats back in 1867. Few want to get married. A new survey shows 2/3 of adults have no fear of dying in the UK. 55% believe they will enter heaven. 58% worry their personal life choices may send them to hell. I hope not. In a moment, if you don't go to heaven, you cannot sue, but everybody else can. Right back.
Hey guys, it's Vivek Ramaswamy here, inviting you to listen to my podcast, Truth. We just relaunched it after the campaign, and we are already riding up the podcast charts. Here's why. I think that hard, in-depth conversations about the tough issues is the only way we're going to get this country back. Because make no mistake, we are currently in a war for the future of America, and you cannot win a war unless you're willing to speak the truth. If you want standard conservative talking points, this podcast is not for you. But if you want to go deeper and hear the conversations you're not going to find anywhere else, the conversations that will challenge you, that will challenge me, then subscribe to Truth with Vivek Ramaswamy on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And I promise you, you're going to cover terrain that you're not going to hear elsewhere.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. We are all living in the United States of litigation. Listen to this. A judge in Kentucky awarded a 29-year-old man $450,000 this week after his colleagues threw him an office birthday party. The worker sued his employers, the people who put on the party, because the festivities gave him a panic attack. Are you kidding me? According to the judgment, he will receive nearly $500,000 for, quote, mental anguish, embarrassment, humiliation, mortification, and loss of self-esteem. Is the civil justice system out of control? As Sarah Palin once said, you betcha. Here are the facts. The USA is home to the largest number of lawsuits on the planet. 40 million lawsuits filed last year alone. 40 million. Legal experts believe 50% of those lawsuits are predatory or fraudulent. Greedy people and their greedy lawyers are trying to game the legal system. Major corporations like Walmart were sued 5,000 times last year. Lawsuits against the police cost taxpayers $300 million in 2021. 53% of small businesses are sued each year. Car accident claims, medical malpractice, the most common personal injury lawsuits. The total amount of settlements approved by the courts topped $2 billion annually. Lawyer groups like the American Bar Association spend $1 billion every year on lobbying efforts trying to prevent any civil justice reform. Lawsuits in the UK are lower than the USA because they use the so-called English rule. That demands that the party who loses civil lawsuits pays the other party's legal fees. The judge, however, has discretion over that rule. But it is a good rule. Now, here in America, any one of us could be sued at any time, and to defend yourself can bankrupt you. Lawyers charge hundreds of dollars an hour. A divorce, for example, can cost hundreds of thousands of bucks. Most Americans don't have that kind of money. The lawyers know it, so they do everything to run up the bill, hoping that people will fold and the corrupt lawyers will win a bogus case. It happens all the time. This is a corrupt system. So, Congress should pass the English rule, but give the civil court judges discretion. If it's a frivolous case, then the people filing it pay all the costs, if they lose, of course. If it's not, then you can divide it. But we need relief in this country from these insane lawsuits. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. If you'd like more honest news analysis, please visit BillO'Reilly.com. And 2 weeks from today, my new book, Killing the Killers, is released. In a moment, something you might not know. Did you know every day is a perfect day for peace of mind? With American Home Shield Warranty, you are covered for unexpected breakdowns like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters. Choose a plan that fits your budget and rest easy knowing repairs and replacements are taken care of. Simply contact American Home Shield when an issue arises, and their trusted pros will handle it according to your coverage. Don't let worries about appliances and home systems weigh you down. Celebrate the reassurance of protection. Don't worry, be warranty. For 20% off plans, visit ahs.com/bill. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product is being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer. Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. Today marks the anniversary of the worst domestic terror attack in the history of the United States. On April 19, 1995, a rental truck filled with explosives detonated outside a federal building in Oklahoma City. The blast killed 168 people, many of the victims children. The origins of the bomb plot started 2 years earlier in Waco, Texas. Here is what happened. You remember the name David Koresh, the self-proclaimed polygamous prophet? Well, he was illegally stockpiling weapons for what he said was the approaching apocalypse. In February 1993, the federal government raided Koresh's property. There was a gunfight. 9 people were killed. That event started a 51-day standoff between Koresh's sect and the federal government. More than 900 law enforcement officials took part in the siege. On April 19th, Attorney General Janet Reno approved an FBI assault on Koresh's complex. One of his main buildings caught fire, burning to the ground in less than 45 minutes. Koresh and 76 of his followers were killed. Right-wing extremists blamed the disaster on the federal government, and that included a 25-year-old Desert Storm veteran named Timothy McVeigh. On the two-year anniversary of the Waco siege, McVeigh detonated a truck loaded with 5,000 pounds of explosives at the Alfred P. Mura building. The blast ripped through the north face of the facility, destroying all 9 floors. As mentioned, 168 people were killed, 1,000 injured. It was the deadliest terror attack in USA history at the time. Today, it's second only to 9/11. 2 years later, McVeigh was convicted on 11 counts of murder and using a weapon of mass destruction. The terrorist was put to death in 2001, the first person executed for a federal crime since 1963. And here's something else you might not know. The manhunt for McVeigh didn't last very long because authorities already had him in custody. A few hours after the bombing, he was arrested during a routine traffic stop for driving without a license plate. Back after this.
It's another morning, and you're all set for work. You grab your coffee, head out the door, and your car decides today's the day it won't start. Panic sets in. You're not just late, you're stranded. Get ahead of unexpected car repairs before they strike with CarShield, the most trusted vehicle protection company. For almost 20 years, CarShield has saved millions of drivers from repair nightmares with low monthly plans that cover up to 5,000 major parts and systems, like pricey transmission and engine repairs, and check engine light mysteries. Visit CarShield today at carshield.com/Carlson. Plans include unlimited miles, 24/7 roadside assistance, help with flats, lockouts, and rental car options. Save 20% and get a free quote by visiting CarShield online at carshield.com/Carlson. Don't wait for the next surprise. Choose peace of mind with CarShield. Go to carshield.com/Carlson and save 20% today.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.